This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
This is Joy, live from Midsummer Pride March 2018, Australia's LGBTI radio station. Turn us on, Joy.
This is Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Pride March. Macca and Tass at the bottom of Fitzroy Street in a fantastic air-conditioned SBS outside broadcast van. Thank you so much to SBS for this. A big improvement on being on the balcony last year, being offered beers and people wanting to talk to us when we're on air, Tass.
And very distracting, Macca.
It was. So it is currently 35 degrees, which is actually hotter than Julie Bishop's expense claims.
When did it get to 35 degrees?
That's what my phone says.
Jeez.
Does 36, sorry. There you go. So
there you go.
Really important message today. Slip, slop, slap. Make sure you're...
Drink plenty of water. Stay out of the sun.
Good footwear.
Unless you're actually marching.
That's right. And make sure you look after all the people around you. Now, I want to say thank you to David, to Josh, to Dylan, to Chris, to Neil. In fact, all of our volleys that are putting together this broadcast today. And we've got... Look, we've got people walking past taking pictures of us, Tass.
I know.
Do you reckon that could, you know, be an opportunity?
We might become famous, Macca.
We could. Really, really important. It's the 23rd Pride March, which is now an official midsummer event. And we're at the bottom of Fitzroy Street, as I said, outside the Prince of Wales. And the street is unusually quiet, Tass.
Look, I think there's a bit of a build-up occurring. I can see people emerging. I can see people sort of sizing it all out. I'd hate to imagine what's happening out at Autie Drive as people are actually mapping out their groups, organising themselves, getting their frocks ready, getting their makeup ready, getting their signs ready.
Yeah, makeup would be a bit of a problem today,
wouldn't it? Yeah, it would be.
You'd sort of end up looking like a melted... container of Neapolitan ice cream.
It would be. But do you know, Macca, I heard from Karen Bryant the other day that this Pride March is going to be 40% larger than previous years. And they are expecting about 9,000 people to march in this year's Pride March. 9,000 people. That's extraordinary.
It is. And as I said, it's the 23rd Pride March, so that's 40%. That's based on the registrations, and I think you actually, part of the registration, you say how many people you expect to be in your group. So.
Yes, so it's a total of 9,000 people they're expecting to march.
Should we run through who we're going to speak to today?
Yeah, we should, Macca.
So,
but before we do that, we just need to acknowledge that Karen Bryant wasn't available to join us this morning. Unfortunately, she was busy, as you could imagine. This is an incredibly busy day for her and the team. I've seen Midsummer Marshallers going up and down the street all morning. I imagine that she's just too busy organising them.
Yeah.
So thank you anyway, Karen. Thanks for putting on a fantastic show today.
It will. And we're going to have Bernadine Voss, the Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, and of course, City of Port Phillip have hosted the march for a very long time, and they contribute to it not just with some dollars, but a lot of the infrastructure around, a lot of the street closures, a lot of the, in terms of working with the emergency services to make sure that responses are, you know, are timely and effective. So we'll speak
and they're
to
big supporters of the LGBTI community.
Big supporters.
Very keen to hear more from Bernadine.
Then Micah Scott from Minus 18. And Mike has been involved with, I think he's actually a bit older than 18, isn't he?
Look, he might be about
28. 28.
Oh, he's still a baby.
Yes.
And, of course, Victorian Globe Award of the Year.
Yes, absolutely. Jude Munro from
the Pride
Centre is going to come and talk to us about the announcement, which we saw last night, didn't we, Tass?
We did see last night. We saw the embargoed media release and we saw a swag of images released this morning, including some great reports in the Fairfax media.
And
I think it may have been an exclusive story.
Yes. So we're going to talk with Jude about that. And then Martin Foley, the Minister for Everything, also the member for Albert Park, and he'll be marching today, but he's going to talk to us about his portfolios and about our community and the importance of this march, as will Ro Allen. How would you Ro's a bit of a warrior, isn't she, for us?
Ro's our inaugural and Australia's only Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality. What a great role. It's great that we in Victoria have that as a first.
It is.
And it's great that Ro actually has the role, and she's performed incredibly well in that role.
And particularly with the I always have a problem saying this, the rural roadshows.
Yeah, well, she's a rural person.
She's a rural Sheila.
Yeah. She comes from out Bendigo way somewhere. We'll have to ask her later.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've also got the CEO of Ambulance Victoria, Tony Walker, who's going to come and give us some more advice about how to stay safe and stay healthy in this heat wave.
And you know, Ambulance Victoria are marching.
They are.
Today, which is great. So the paramedics will be marching, as well as there'll be a lot of paramedics stationed around here, you know, because there will be some people that don't hydrate and, you know, perhaps trip over their frock and whatever.
And, of course, the last group who are going to be here today are people who really look after our community, the police.
Yes.
So we have Assistant Commissioner Neil Patterson, who'll drop in just after the press conference at about 1:30 and give us some pearls of wisdom. Macker, I've got to say, one of the reasons why I was very keen to invite Micah Scott is because this year, unlike other years, there is a massive, massive contingency of young people marching.
Yes.
Absolutely massive. In fact, it's going to be a little bit like Spot the Oldie.
Well, they'll have to walk past the caravan, won't they, if they want to do that. But again, it's we've seen, and we saw it in the marriage equality debate, a huge influx and involvement of the younger members of our community, recognising the importance of getting involved, being a part of this, and I think it's great to see. I mean, Pride March, 23rd year, but it's important for people just to be seen. It's important for people to make a statement, and as I say, it's important to actually keep standing at the barricades. Because we need to, you know, we need to recognise that all the advances we've made, that there are people that would like to turn them back and change. Look, there's a nice group across there, Tass, that are walking up to the Marshall area.
That's Karen's group.
It's Karen's group. Hello, Karen's group.
It's the Gender Diverse Families group. We've
fantastic.
Had them on our show a couple of times.
That's right, yes.
They're a great group. They're a fantastic group.
So they're walking their way up Fitzroy Street, up to the marshalling area, up at the top.
And who's this little guy out here?
I don't know, but he's enjoying.
He's having a great time, isn't he?
He is.
Give us a wave. Hey, so Macca, what does Pride March mean for you?
Well, it is about pride. It is about being proud of what we are, proud of what we have achieved, proud of what our goals are. And I think more than anything this year, it actually recognises that as a community, we are pretty united. We saw that really come to the fore in the marriage equality debate. the LGBTIQ community has really united around marriage equality, but, you know, some of the members of that community that in the past have felt left out, I think that we've all made a greater effort in inclusion, and Pride March today is a great way to demonstrate that.
So, Macca, who do you expect to see here today?
In the caravan?
No, I mean on marching.
Look, you know what I love? I love how it starts off with Dykes on Bikes.
Yeah, that's a. It's actually a bit of a tradition, isn't it?
It is, and...
And there's something almost spiritual about it.
Mm.
It's a bit like, you know, paving out the pathway, making it safe, stamping it out. This is queer territory for, you know, the afternoon or the evening or whatever it might be. And it's a tradition all over the world. I've seen it in various places everywhere.
It's the diversity of the groups that march that really make this such an important event for our community. We've seen in previous, in recent years, Tass, a lot of schools, primary and secondary schools. There's always been an involvement at the tertiary level in our community, but at primary and secondary schools, we've seen a very, very large involvement. And, of course, the issue of safe schools, it is about, and the name says it all, it is about a safe school, a safe place for all children, for all kids, and for their communities. And we've seen those schools marching in increasing numbers over the years, and that gives me a great feeling about the future.
I agree. And it's a pity that the issue has been so politicised and has become subject of a values war. More about that some other time.
Well, I wouldn't call it a values war. It's about privilege. It's about trying to retain privilege. And by privilege, I mean the privilege that government thinks it has, in some cases, to dictate what we should all say and think. And the reality is that a good democracy, a good government, listens to the people, listens to the feedback, and acts. And I think a lot of the chatter about safe schools is nothing less than fake news. Nothing less than fake news.
Yes. So, Macca, just after the Dykes on Bikes, we then have the Queer Indigenous Group.
Yes.
And it's the second time that they are actually leading our Pride March, which is fantastic. And I'm really pleased to see that this is something that, you know, our community is embracing and developing even further. So it's great to see this group. It's spearheaded by our activist Mark Nanup. So I'm looking very forward to waving with them as they walk past.
Cool. And then, do we know how many entrants there are today?
9,000 people.
How many groups? Hmm. Well, 9,000 anyway. It's quite a lot. And of course, on Saturday Magazine, and I was actually talking to Chris Tate about this earlier.
Maybe it's about 160.
160.
There you go.
We want to include a regular Indigenous presence on Saturday Magazine.
We certainly do.
We've had a great response to it. It's a very, very important message, and it is about engagement and diversity and supporting our other communities that really work hard, and we need to engage them just as they need to engage us. Who do you most like to see marching? What about the year the Christine Nixon marched?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing, because it was actually symbolically a turning point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think the other turning point for me was when the Victorian Premier marched. That was also a turning point. We've had ministers, we've had, you know, senior community leaders, but to have the Premier was actually very significant. Was that 2 years ago?
Is it two or three?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years ago.
Is he around today?
He is. He's doing a press conference, I believe, at about 1:30. There's going to be a wedding taking place, an announcement around the Pride Centre, and hopefully there will be more. That's your favourite saying.
Oh, look, there's always more. So this is Macca and Tass on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9, direct from Pride March.
This is Joy, live from Midsummer Pride March 2018, Australia's LGBTI radio station. Turn us on.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.